We're ready? Yeah, wow. Good morning. Great to be here this morning. Tremendous to hear testimonies of God's what God's been doing in people's lives. And I just wanted to congratulate each one that's going to be brave enough to get dunked, as Wolfie said. Exciting, really exciting time for us as Grace Church to see God adding to us in this way. And God is really, really good, isn't he? And I just thought it would be great if we could just think a little bit about what they're actually going to do. It's not just going there to have a swim, okay? They're going there for a purpose. And this baptism is something that is so precious for us as those who believe in Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself said this, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And that's the command that we have from Jesus himself. That's our responsibility as Christians, to be actually baptized in water in God's time for our lives. And what I'd like us to do is that I'd like us to think a little bit about this word baptizing, what it really means. And if you think about just one word, you have to consider its context. And the context of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, has to do with verses 16 to 20. And then before that, the overall context, we can say, has to do with chapters 26 to 28. Now, I'm not going to read all those chapters, so you don't have to worry. And I'm watching Andrew here for my time. I've already told, I've asked that I'll be advised when 15 minutes are up. So Janet said to me, "Watch your time." So I'm going to try and do that, all right? So I'm going to try and be a good boy. So I'd like us to just see, first of all, why Jesus gave this command. And what I wanted to do, just to help us because of the time factor, I have a few diagrams. I don't need to get lost in these diagrams. They basically are all the same, okay? So there's nothing new under the sun, especially for Keeble. But what we've got is this. It's very simple. Don't worry about it, guys. Okay, don't panic. It's very simple. What does it mean to be baptized? Well, who is Jesus to start with? Why did he give us that command? And first of all, we see that Jesus is the Son of God who descended to earth to become man. Now, that is an awesome step for God to take. He became flesh. He came amongst us for one sole purpose. And what was that really? To die. And here we've got, obviously, this is the cross. You don't need an interpretation of that. But he came to die, and he actually died on a cross for us. And as he died on the cross for us, after he died, we know the story, but sometimes we just know it, and it's in our heads, and it hasn't really hit us. But he actually died. And he was there. His whole being was just like a chair. There was nothing there. He was dead. And as he was dead and he was there for 3 days, the Bible tells us. And then on the third day, something incredible happened. Now, you know this story, okay? But I'm going to tell you anyway. He actually rose from the dead, man. Yeah, can I have an ooh on that one? All right. He actually rose from the dead. This is a dead person. There wasn't anybody over him praying, "Oh, God, do this." No. But God himself stepped in. And the Bible is very clear that the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, were involved in this resurrection. This is the mighty power of God at work through one man to do something for this world, for you and for me. Now, that is exciting. That is awesome. That should make us stop and think, "Well, goodness me, what's going on here?" And the thing is, this obviously blew the disciples' mind. Can you just imagine this scene? He's dead there for 3 days. There's a stone in front of the grave there. There's a Roman seal on it. And yet nothing can stop our Jesus rising from the dead, because God the Creator brought him to life again. Now that is, I'm sorry, but that leaves me. That's one of the things that makes me be a missionary, guys. Sorry about that. So if you don't want to be a missionary, don't listen to that, all right? And then the next thing that really kicks us is this, that he rose from the dead, for goodness sake. It wasn't just, here he is. But then all of a sudden, he surprised everybody. And out he came. And as we see that, he was around the earth, talking to his disciples for about 40 days. And then he actually ascended. Now, if you think his death is awesome, that's one thing. If you think his resurrection is awesome, that's another thing. But when you consider it, they were watching him as he was going up into heaven. I watched the step there, boy. You know, they were watching him going up into glory. Now, this is what baptism is all about. What do I mean? I told you there's lots of diagrams. Okay, don't panic. The resurrection of Christ declares. What does it declare? What does all that mean to us? Well, he's the mighty Savior. He's the death destroyer. He's the grave breaker. He's the life giver. He's the mighty conqueror. And he's King of kings, Lord of lords. And that's our Jesus. Where's my mat? That's our Jesus. Oh. Okay, look, I'm going to read this, okay? Like, the mighty Savior Christ Jesus came into the world to save who? Good people, no sinners. I put myself there. You don't have to, but I put myself there. He was the death destroyer. Death could no longer hold him. He came out because he's stronger than death. He came from that grave because he's Lord of lords. He came from that grave because he's God. And he came down, first of all, for us so that he could take us up with him. He's the life giver. Romans 5:10 says, "For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" Oh, we don't just have any life within us now if we receive Jesus Christ into our beings, into our lives. We have a resurrected life. We have the life of God himself within us, vibrating within us. I don't know what the word is. Just giving us life, man. Can I have an amen? Come on, you've got to do it. Where's Matt? Ah. So where does all this fit in with baptism? Well, really, it's amazing, really. It's one of the simplest illustrations we can have of what it means to know God. And it's Paul, it's in Romans chapter 6, a great book of Romans, in chapter 6, verses 3 to 11, that explains to us about this resurrection, explains to us about this baptism, what it means. And he says this in verse 3. "Oh, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" Okay. "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father," hello, "through the glory of God the Father, we too may live a new life." Oh, thank you, Andrew. Yes! Okay? If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. If we died with him, we're going to be raised with him. That's God's way of doing things, okay? And then it says this, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with or be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him." Now, I can have an amen on that. I won't charge you for that one, okay? There's an amen there. "For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, we cannot die again." Okay, we're going to pass through the door of death, but we're going to move into life in God, eternal life. Oh, come on, guys. Well, I'm excited if you are not, okay? You have this, you see. "For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, we cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives for God." And we are locked into that. We share that. "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Now, baptism is really going to show us how this works. There's a little verse that I put at the bottom because I love this verse. It says this, "And he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Let me just go back a minute. You see there? We actually were raised with him. Now, let's just go back into this. We died in union with Christ. This is what this chapter says. We were buried with Christ. We were made alive with Christ in the likeness of his resurrection. We were resurrected with Christ. And we ascended with Christ as well. No, you can't beat that, can you? You can't beat that. There's nothing more you can add to that. That's a complete work of God for us, for you and for me. So, okay, this is this diagram again. It's the same diagram, really. Believe me. Who is Jesus? The Son of God. What he did for us, Christ died for us. And then Romans chapter 6, verse 3 says this. Let's go back here. We died in Christ. So as he died, we died in him. Now catch this union. Because once you're locked into Jesus, he'll never let you go. Okay? And then Christ was buried in a tomb. And we were buried with him. He took on himself all our sins. Not the part, not a part of our sins, but all of them. And 3 days later, we were made alive with Christ in the likeness of his resurrection. Not just coming alive, but being like him. We have a tremendous salvation, folks. This isn't just an imitation of Jesus. This is being like him, sharing in his life as we see in a moment. And it was the Trinity who was at work in raising Christ. And we're going to see in a moment God's Holy Spirit through the Trinity, through God the Father and the Son, actually raises up us up as well with Jesus. But let's go a little bit further. Christ then ascends up into heaven for us. And he seated us with him. So we're with Christ. And that sounds lovely, doesn't it? And that sounds fantastic. So in water baptism, what we're saying is this. Now, water is blue, so I put it in blue here. We share with Christ in the fact of his death and resurrection. Okay? The person baptized is not dying for sin, as Jesus did, but rather he's making a public testament to the fact that he's availing for what Jesus has done for him. I believe that Christ died for me. I believe that Christ rose again for me, and I believe I'm in him this morning. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So when they get dunked, they say, and I believe. Do you believe? Oh, yeah, I like that. I won't give you anything for that, but I do like that, right? And then the old nature, this part of our body, this part of our being that does things wrong, we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, it says this, was left under the water. And the person is then symbolically raised up in new life in Jesus. Oh, can I do this? How can I do this? Andrew, please. Because I haven't got Matt, so can I have you as a volunteer? Oh, we're going to do this. He put that. You see, he's got a new haircut there, guys. Oh, look, that's all open. You all right? Thank you. Thanks. So what we've got is this. We've got Jesus dying for us. Now, Andrew, this is where you've really got to be a good actor. Could you actually lie on the floor for me? Yeah, we wouldn't do this to any elder, would you? Ah. Yes. Oh, amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. I told you he was a brilliant actor. Come on. Oh. Yeah. Now, I'm just going to pretend. This is a real big pretend. I'm Jesus, okay? So we die. He dies with me.
Oh, let's stay here.
Isn't that lovely? Oh, yeah, it's pretty good, actually. But it was only for 3 days, guys. But when a person's baptized, don't worry about this, Wolfie. You're going to get out of that water. You don't want to stay in that water, all right? You can't. It's not your ambiente. What's that? It's not the atmosphere that you can live in. And Jesus rises. Oops, I'm an older man than you. Okay, and he comes up. It's not stay there, I'm told you yet. I like that. I'm going to do this. Sorry. No, it's all right. Don't worry, you're dead. Now, I want you to notice something, okay? That Jesus doesn't just take some of Andrew's sins away. And he doesn't leave a little bit of a few sins there. Oh, he looks good there. Well, that's all good. He doesn't leave a little few so that he can struggle to prove the point that Jesus is alive. He takes all of Andrew's sins. I'm going to lift your head up. Oh, that haircut is pretty good, son. And he takes everything away. And he says, come up with me, boy. I've got you. Come on. He deserves a clap for that, right? Thanks, bud. You're a good guy. You got it. This is what our Christ did for you and for me. He's given us life. He hasn't said to you, well, keep your sins with you, well, I'll give you some life. I'll help you. No, he says, I'll take everything away, your past, your present, and the future. I'm forgiving you. I'm giving you life. I'm giving you all that you need to walk with me and to enjoy me. I'm giving you myself, he says. 15 minutes? This is an impossible task, mister. You're catching this now. So what happens to we're risen in Christ. And Christ starts to walk and he says this, I give you power. I'm going to do this really rapidly. Don't worry about any of this, okay? Close your eyes just a minute. Okay. No, I'll go into that one, okay? You don't give me time. But catch it. He says this, we are baptized into the name of Jesus. No, he doesn't, you see. Sorry, that was naughty. He says, we are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there's a little preposition there, and I don't have to explain this to all you bright folks here. But it's a preposition, and prepositions in any language, when you try to translate them, are very difficult. Tell me about it in Spanish and in Greek. And this preposition, eis, here, doesn't only mean in. For example, invoking or calling upon the name as a formula for what we're doing. For example, somebody will probably say, when you're being dunked this afternoon, I baptize you in the name or in the authority of Jesus Christ. It means that in the name, yes. But there's even more to it than that. It actually means to or into. So we are being baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, now I want three volunteers. Ini, please, can you come down? Quickly, don't. Quickly, where's David? Yeah, another one there. Let me see who else I can have. I don't know. Oh, Talon, please, can you just come? I'm sorry, mate. No, please, this is imagination. Oh, I love it. This is imagination. Come here. No, I want you to put yourselves, they'll do like that, yeah. No, please, I'm not being irreverent here, all right? I just want to get a point across. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, this word into, catch it. Oh, Lord, help us, please. I was jumping in with this one, okay? I was jumping. It literally means this, into sharing with the Trinity. Oh, no, turn around, guys. Turn around. Oh. Do you catch the other expression here? God's got to be bigger than we are. Ah, yes. I couldn't resist it. Oh, I couldn't resist it. Come on, let's go back around again. You catch this? We are baptized into the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm sharing with you, Father. Oh, Father, you are my Father. Well, you might be old enough to, but you are my Father. You really, really are. You're tall enough, yeah. Son, you've grown a lot. Okay, but, I can have fellowship with you. And you have fellowship with me. You share with me. I share with you. You share with me. This is what this baptism is about, guys. Yeah. Holy Spirit, come on. Baptize me. Fill me with yourself. Yes. You see, this is what it's all about. We baptize it into. I love it. I'm lost here. Come on, give him a clap. What a salvation. From being lost away from God. Dying with Jesus. Risen with him. Ascending up into that throne on high. And baptized. This is what his symbolism is. Into sharing with, having fellowship with, enjoying God himself. And this is what it's about. When you're coming out of that water, you're saying, God, I want everything you've got for me. God, I want to share you a life. I want you to share you a life with me. And I want to share my life with you. Oh, have you done that? Have you actually given your heart to Jesus and say, oh, Lord, I really need your life right now. I need that power. I need your help. I need you. Or we might be a Christian that's been walking along for a long time and we still haven't been baptized because we haven't felt like being, or we think we're not in the right place to be. You'll never be in the right place to be. It's only Jesus makes you right. And if you have been baptized, remember what he's done for you. Remember where he's placed you. You're not in the water. You're in a new environment now. You're moving within the Trinity. I say that with reverence. You're moving in God. That's what it's about. Now, I'm going to do something. I hope I've got time for this. I hope so. If I haven't, well, it'd be too late. Can I just ask you just to close your eyes just for a moment? Just now, if there's someone here this morning that actually hasn't made that decision to ask Jesus to come into their lives, to give them power, to help them live a life that's pleasing to him. If you've never done that, may I say, why don't you do that this morning? You just have to say, Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Help me. Forgive me. And help me live for you now. If as a Christian, we've gone a little bit astray and we're sort of just dragging on, you know, by just dragging into God, just holding on to him, just about. Listen, you've been set free in Jesus this morning. There's new life for you this morning. There's something more in God for you. Go with it. Say to him this morning, Lord, yes, that funny little Welsh guy, but Lord, I just want what you want for me. And then, Lord, for us, perhaps there's someone here that's been a Christian for a while and still hasn't been baptized. It's a command of Jesus. There's no way of getting out of it, really. But when you see the wonder of baptism, you want to get involved in it. And if you want to be baptized, have a word with Andrew here that's been leading, or Matt, or Ben. I'm not sure where Ben is. Just ask them, can they baptize you this afternoon? I don't know whether they would do that. But anyway, just ask him. He can always say no, can't he? You know? Oh, Father, right now, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Help us to be brave enough to move out with you right now. Father, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our failures. Help us walk in resurrection life. Help us walk in that life that we're sat with you on that throne, victorious. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you mean to us. For all that you want to be for us. Help us to enjoy you. Amen.